We skim over, we read over it, and the fullness of Christ, a perfect man, and he's going to bring us to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Listen to what it says in Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Amen. What are they groaning about? What's all the groaning and moaning about? It tells us in the 19th verse. And it says, for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Well, we're sons of God. Hallelujah. So God has created specialists, the evangelists and the pastors and the big list of apostles and teachers and prophets, amen, for the perfecting of the saints, to bring them to the place where to the full measure of the stature of Christ, to a fullness that we haven't tasted of yet. And all creation is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Jesus to come in his fullness. How many know that the seven spirits of God rested on Jesus? There wasn't anything he couldn't do. And the Bible is telling us that we're going to be brought to this place where the fullness of God rests on us. And God wants to do a work because he wants to come in his fullness, but he needs a body to return to. It's the mystery that's been hid from the ages. And family, I want to say we've got a portion of this. We've got something going on in us. Hallelujah. But we don't have the fullness of the work yet. But the Lord's working. Hallelujah. He's working on us. He's working in us. And the mystery that's been hid from the ages is now being revealed, and all have a measure of this working of God in us, preparing us. You know, I want to tell you about a lady from our past. Her name was Martha Wing Robinson, and she has a few things to say about this experience of this fullness of Christ coming to us. Amen. She said that God Almighty and people is the great need of today. I wouldn't repeat these things unless I agreed with them. And so you see, putting your hand up in a coffee house and accepting Jesus is a far cry away from the great need today, is Jesus Christ being formed in us. Paul talked about Christ being formed in us. And now the Bible's talking about a fullness that wants to come in these last days, a fullness. But what church is ready? Hallelujah. What body will say, Lord, pick us? Accomplish what you want to do in us. Hallelujah. Oh, see, I'm getting drunk in the spirit. I almost fell over. Praise God. And so Martha Wing Robinson said that God Almighty in people is the great need that's in the world today. And she taught that spiritual gifts and the powers of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual manifestations, must proceed from the indwelling life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Whew. That means that Lord needs us. He needs us to surrender to him. He needs us to surrender to the working of the Holy Ghost, so the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes at the end of the scale can finish the work that he started, bringing us to the fullness of Christ. Listen, we've got a few examples here in the scriptures of people that broke through into this fullness. And one is Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. It says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hand of Paul. Who? God worked them. God worked the miracles. He was just found a body that he could use, a vessel he could work through, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseased left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Yeah, Paul broke through, or the Lord broke out in his fullness, like Paul talked about. Amen. When he said we're to come to the full measure of Christ, the full measure of Jesus. Acts 5:15-16. Again, we get a glimpse of someone who broke through into this fullness, so that they brought the sick out into the streets, and they laid them on beds and couches that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits. They were all healed. Hallelujah. Paul had broken through. Peter had broken through, or at least the Lord broke through. He found himself a body, and he prepared it, and he was able to come in his fullness, in his sweetness. And you see the manifestation here. The sick were healed, and great things were happening. Amen. A fullness. They had come into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. And these were glimpses. These were born out of season. Hallelujah. But a place we all can come into, not because we want to, but because the Lord brings us into those places. Amen. And so this was a foretaste. It's a foretaste. This is what all creation is groaning about. Amen. That's what the groaning is about. The manifestation of the fullness of Christ coming and in the sons of God. Hallelujah. In his body. And so Martha Wing Robinson said, and I agree with it, this teaching, or I wouldn't repeat it. The great need of our hour is God Almighty and people. And for Martha, all those that were around her, and they've written books about her, this fullness had fallen on her. The fullness of Christ had come. And, you know, we have something. We all have something. And but have we come to the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ? And the Lord wants to bring his bride to that place and send her out conquering and to conquer. Amen. And so it's God Almighty in people. Hallelujah. And people gave testimony of this woman, and they wrote books about her, that she had come into this fullness. And something that she said, hallelujah, while she was in that place, was that the experiencing I'm having with this fullness is few people are getting it. You know, we see it in Paul, we see it in Peter, and she experienced it. She said, but in the last days, this is going to be a common experience for all God's children. Hallelujah. Talk about life changing. Talk about the groaning, the manifestation, and the answer that comes from the groaning of all creation. A fullness is coming. But God has to have a body before he can break out. God has to have a body to break out in. And so I know we're in the Christmas season, and we're celebrating this baby that came wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And but I wanted to give you something to chew on through the Christmas holidays. Amen. Something to pray about. God's letting light down to us, and we need to pray about it. And we need to pray, Lord, 2024 is closing up on us. But won't you bring us into this light in a greater way? Give us more light, Lord, for 2025. And are you willing, family, to say, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary? Hallelujah, to be your sanctuary. And you know, the Lord can take us over the hill, gang, and he can change the world with us. And all we need is two or three young people. And we have that, thank God. Hallelujah. And so, our year is coming to a close. All creation is groaning, eagerly waiting for the fullness to come on the sons of God. Hallelujah. But first, God needs a body. The baby wrapped in swaddling clothes was kind of the beginning. And when the body of Christ comes into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ, it's going to bring an ending. Hallelujah. All creation is waiting for it, this great manifestation. And so may God's plans be fulfilled in our little group of people here. Hallelujah. And that God would use us to carry his fullness into the crisis that's in our world today. And Lord, we want to pray Elisha's prayer for each other. Give us eyes to see. Let down more light to us, Lord, and help us, give us grace to walk in the light that you give us, that we may receive more light. Hallelujah. Lift us above, up to higher ground, above the veil of this flesh that hinders me. It throws me around. It beats me up at times until I get to the Lord and wrestle with him about these things. And you know what happens is, I think it's in a song, when I turn my eyes upon Jesus, the things of earth grow strangely dim. And so the things that toss me about have less power over me. And I'm able to focus on what God wants me to focus on. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to break out. I believe he wants to break out with all his fullness. And you know that verse we read about Paul, it said God did unusual miracles. He's just looking for a body. Hallelujah. And I pray that this would be the body. You know, God's doing some wonderful things here. I see spiritual life coming out of you guys. And you're sharing scriptures with me. You're sharing your visions with me. I see spiritual life overtaking the natural man. And I'm thankful for it. Amen. And but we need the Lord to take us to the next level. So pray with me. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this Christmas season. And we know this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes was you. And you came, Lord, and to do a great work. And your work's not finished yet. Hallelujah. And the church looks so far away from coming to the place where the fullness of God is manifested in your saints. And but it doesn't matter what we see on the outside. We want to see the spiritual side, and we pray you'd work in us and continue to let light down to us and give us grace to walk in the light that you give us, that it might increase. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that we would experience this fullness of Christ coming, hallelujah, in our little group. And, you know, the world and maybe even other churches might say that we're little nobodies in the middle of nowhere. But I believe that's exactly what you're looking for. Hallelujah. Glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless your Christmas. Bless this Christmas for every soul that's here, everyone who belongs to this church. I pray you'd supply every need they have. Hallelujah, physical and spiritual. And I pray you'd take us to higher ground in 2025 and that you'd release light to us and we'd have the grace to walk in it. God bless everyone here, and thank you for this morning, Lord. Thank you. This is the day you've made. Amen.